This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday spoke with Iranian President Dr. Masoud Pezeshkian and conveyed Eid and Navroz greetings. Both the leaders expressed hope that this festive season will bring peace, stability and prosperity in West Asia. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi condemned attacks on critical infrastructure in the region, which threaten regional stability and disrupt global supply chains. He reiterated the importance of safeguarding freedom of navigation and ensuring that shipping lanes remain open and secure. Mr. Modi appreciated Iran's continued support for the safety and security of Indian nationals in Iran. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar also spoke to his Iranian counterpart Sayyid Abbas Araghchi yesterday. He conveyed greetings for Navroz and Eid. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the conversation was on the latest developments regarding the conflict and its implications for the larger region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said modern warfare now goes beyond borders, with national security covering economic, digital, energy and food sectors. Addressing the Raising Day and Diamond Jubilee celebrations of Scenic School Gorakhal in Uttarakhand via video conferencing yesterday, Mr. Singh stressed the need for a strong military backed by alert and prepared citizens, noting that conflicts today also involve cyber, space and information warfare. The government has approved another 20% allocation of commercial LPG to states, which would take overall allocation to 50%, including 10% allocation based on ease of doing reforms for PNG expansion. This additional percentage of allocation shall be given on priority to sectors like restaurants, dhabas, hotels, industrial canteens, dairy, subsidized canteens, and others run by state or local bodies. In this regard, Secretary, Ministry for Petroleum and Natural Gas, Neeraj Mittal, has written to chief secretaries of all states and UTs, saying that this allocation will be applicable from Monday. In the letter, he said that all commercial and industrial LPG consumers will have to register with oil marketing companies, OMCs, before they can be eligible to be allotted any commercial LPG from the overall 50% allocation. The BJP's Central Election Committee has released its second list of two candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. According to the list, Sushri Krishna Saha will contest from Dalgaon Assembly Constituency and Jeevan Gogoi from Sisibargaon Assembly Constituency. The Congress has released another list of seven candidates for the upcoming assembly elections in Assam. The party has fielded Bidisha Niyog from Jalukbari seat, Jayant Bora will contest from Biswanath Assembly seat, while Rahul Roy will be the party candidate from Hailakandi Assembly constituency. Meanwhile, the BJP has also released its first list of candidates for the Puducherry Legislative Assembly elections, naming nominees for 9 of the 10 seats allotted to it. The list includes Home Minister Namasivam from Manadipet, State President V.P. Ramalingam from Rajbhavan, Minister John Kumar from Mudaliarpet, and Assembly Speaker R. Selvam from Manaveli, among others. 22 countries urged Iran to halt attacks and reopen the Strait of Hormuz, warning of global consequences. In a joint statement, countries including the United Arab Emirates, Bahrain, the United Kingdom, Germany, France, Japan, South Korea, and Australia condemned Iran's attacks on commercial vessels and energy facilities in the region. They warned the impact of such actions would be felt worldwide, particularly by vulnerable populations, and called for immediate de-escalation. Iran has confirmed that the United States and Israel carried out a joint strike on its Natanz nuclear facility earlier yesterday. The Iranian Atomic Energy Organization says the site was hit, but there has been no radioactive leakage. And in squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh defeated compatriot Tanvi Khanna 3-1 to reach the women's singles final of Indian Open PSA Squash Tour Copper event in Mumbai yesterday. She will now face second seed Egyptian player Hana Muataz today. In men's singles, India's Veer Chotrani defeated Malaysia's Sanjay Jiva 3-1 to book his place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.